Welcome to Pink Noise, the Dallas Voice podcast, brought to you by partyattheblock.com. Park once and choose from five fun places on one city block. Partyattheblock.com contains events, information, and updates from the mining company, Sue Ellen's, JR, Station 4, and the Rose Room. Variety and value in five great venues. Visit partyattheblock.com. Welcome to Pink Noise, the Dallas Voice podcast. It is Saturday, February 19th, and this is John Wright, and I'm here with Rich Lopez.
Hello.
We're back. This is our first show back after a brief hiatus.
Where were we?
Well, we had some technical difficulties, and we wanted to get our podcast player sorted out, and so we can get it up on the website and submit to iTunes and take over the world. So we had to take a hiatus.
I'm glad we're back on track.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I've really missed the show. There's been a void in my life over the last few weeks.
And then, like, everything big happened while we were gone. The Super Bowl.
Yeah, Super Bowl and all the ice storms.
Ice storms.
Snowmageddon. Snowpocalypse. Catastrophe. Yeah, but it's another beautiful day in Dallas today. It's like 80 degrees.
And we're inside.
Well, which is a good thing because it's hot out there.
Yeah.
I was sweating earlier.
It's a pretty day.
Just, you know, coming in from the car. Broke out in the sweat. It's like, geez, I'm not ready for summer yet. I mean, I know I complained about the ice and the snow and stuff, but I'm not ready for 100 degrees.
It's a little mind-blowing when, you know, you have the heater blasted up just a few days ago, and now you have to have the AC on.
I know. It's like you don't even get a break from your electric bill being, like, through the roof, you know? There's, like, no, you know, no lull in the spring.
That's Texas.
Anyhow, well, here we are. We're back. Glad to be here, and what are we going to talk about today? There's still some stuff going on, even though we missed the Super Bowl. The one thing I wanted to continue the tradition of talking about Club Dallas in every episode of Pink Noise thus far, but we do actually have a legitimate update.
This never dies.
The what?
This never dies.
What did you say?
This never dies.
This never dies. That's right. We're going to keep it alive. Keep it going as long as we can. Milk it dry. No pun intended.
Wow.
So anyway, Club Dallas, if you'll remember, I'm sure most of our listeners are intimately familiar with Club Dallas.
Ouch.
Some of them, maybe. Anyway, there was that big raid, Dallas Police Department back in October, blah, blah, blah. Charges, 10, 11 guys arrested, et cetera, et cetera. DA's office starts dismissing the cases. This week, the Dallas County District Attorney's Office dismissed the last of the 11 cases so that none of these guys are going to be prosecuted for the sex charges that they were charged with. And we actually got a statement for the first time from the Dallas County District Attorney's Office this week. And I'm going to pull that up here because I didn't have it ready like I should have. But anyhow, this is the first time the DA's office has commented, because until now they've said, well, there's still cases pending, even though some have been dismissed. But now this week they said, okay, all of them are gone. And so now we can say something about it.
Is this the one? Did you go visit with the DA?
Yeah, they requested a meeting with me, and I went down there and chatted with the first assistant DA, Terry Moore. But it was all off the record, just kind of casual conversation, and so I don't want to really get into what we talked about. But the bottom line is, and here it is, here's Craig Watkins' statement sent over on Thursday, which is a couple days after I went down there and met with Terry Moore, his top assistant. Craig Watkins' statement, Based upon the U.S. Constitution and the applicable Texas statute, the elements of the offense were unprovable.
Wow.
Yeah. So, in other words, you have a constitutional right to have sex in the bathhouse. And isn't that good to know? That you have a constitutional right to have sex in the bathhouse?
It would seem like people should print this up and carry it with them, along with their membership card.
Right. In case there's any trouble.
Yeah.
But don't you think, you think that's what the Founding Fathers had in mind as they forged this great document 200 and some odd years ago?
You know, it's hard to tell what was going on back then.
They probably did. Some of them probably did, actually.
You know, it.
I think there's probably a bathhouse like right down the street from Independence Hall.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, but seriously, the bottom line, you know, we've been talking about this for months now, and the bottom line was there's lots of arguments on both sides, and I've heard a lot of them, and everybody has their own opinions about the thing, but this is what it all boils down to: the right to privacy. And our district attorney is saying that basically, you know, these people are in a private business inside the confines. And, you know, you can pretty much do what you want, you know, and their government intrusion should be limited and they're not hurting anybody, you know?
Right. No, I mean, it's nice.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No worries. It's nice that, you know, at least Watkins approached it with, D.A. Craig Watkins approached it, you know, completely in the legal sense and kind of, I don't know. I mean, there wasn't like, you know, the gays rose up and won. It was kind of like a sensible conclusion to everything that, I think should apply to more than just this case, but I think it, just came across very fair, without kind of, I don't know, addressing the gay sex issue.
Yeah. Yeah. Approach it from the privacy standpoint. Kudos to, like you said, kudos to the district attorney's office for taking a good hard look at this and, determining that these folks are, you know, not hurting anybody except, you know, arguably themselves in some cases, although some of them might like pain.
You know, I'm sure that happens.
Anyhow, let's move on to our next topic. People are probably getting tired here about the Club Dallas. What else is going on, Rich? I know I heard there was a big song or something that came out a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. The big buzz was Lady Gaga's Born This Way single coming out last Friday. Right before the Grammys.
And then she performed it at the Grammys.
Right. And of course, you know, that day alone, she was both, you know, people heralded the song and loved it and hated it and complained and commented. As one would expect when a big star drops their next piece of work. But this was interesting because, you know, and I think people kind of knew this, but, you know, Born This Way was definitely going to be sort of a statement song and you know, sing about equality among everyone. But then it got panned for its sound. So it was actually kind of funny.
Well, it's supposed to be the new gay anthem, right?
People have been saying that.
And she performed it on the Grammys, and she came out of it. She was hatched out of an egg at the beginning of her performance. And we're going to play a little bit of it, actually. But you were saying that not everybody loves it, right?
You know, it got a lot of flack for sounding a lot like people were saying, comparing it to Madonna's "Express Yourself," Vogue, even. I read comparisons to TLC's Waterfalls, which I haven't quite seemed to hear. But
don't go chasing.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one yet, but I need to. I've heard the, and I've heard Gaga's song, but I haven't quite made that comparison yet. So yeah, play a little bit of it and just kind of get a feel for the sound.
But basically, people are saying it's a ripoff.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. But isn't everything? I mean, everything's pretty much been done before, right?
I mean, it's hard to do something new nowadays. I mean, but. I mean, you still can. I mean, definitely, I think her last album was clearly original stuff, and then this came along.
Okay, we're gonna. How much of this can we legally play before we get sued by Lady Gaga?
I don't know. Do they have like tracers?
I don't know. Don't tell anybody we, you know, that we played this.
Yeah, it's only a partial thing.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Okay, there it is.
Okay, we've reached our legal limit, how much we can play.
At least we're just too scared to go any further.
So just in case you hadn't heard it, just in case you've been living under a rock for the last 8 days or whatever, that was an excerpt from Lady Gaga's Born This Way, which is our new anthem.
Well, I mean, and that's what in this week's issue, Raphael McDonald of the Resource Center Dallas wrote his viewpoints on the Born This Way being truly an LGBT anthem. And, you know, he makes his points. I mean, first he talks about, you know, the its appearance on Billboard and how many times it's been downloaded, but then also what it says to, you know, first of all, everyone, and then perhaps to, you know, the questioning young adults in Podunk, Texas, you know, that probably doesn't have a big gay community to help him discover himself or herself. So, you know, he makes some good points. You know, I'm always scared to declare a song, you know, like the anthem of or the declarative theme of a whole generation or a community and stuff like that. But, I mean, yeah, it's a fun song, condensed to it.
It's okay. And you mentioned Raphael's column about the song, which you can read on our website at dallasvoice.com/category/viewpoints. And we also have a speak out poll up this week asking folks whether, in fact, it is their anthem. And thus far, I was checking these results here, up to the minute results from our Speak Out poll. Is Lady Gaga's Born This Way your LGBT anthem? Yes, 39 votes. No, 42 votes. Unsure, 7 votes. So the nays have it thus far.
Yeah, but it's kind of neck and neck.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
What would you call your gay anthem, John Wright?
You know, I don't really have a gay anthem. I don't know. I don't think we really need an anthem. I mean, why do we need an anthem?
I wonder if people are confusing anthem with, you know, this song just kind of defining the generation right now, or the voice of the generation. It's almost as if people, you know, are willing to recognize and be fine with people who aren't just like them, gay or straight. And Gaga clearly is a member of a younger community and perhaps just a voice of people her age. And so I see that's just kind of how I see it. It's just in a don't kill me for this, but kind of, you know, in comparison to how Bob Dylan was talking about in the 60s and how he was addressing issues. None of those were particularly anthems, I don't think. I don't think he's remembered for that. And in a way, Gaga's just kind of doing that now.
Did you just compare Lady Gaga to Bob Dylan?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. You know, I always remember the line from Bob Dylan, though, when they asked him that question, is, you know, how does it feel to be the voice of a generation? And his response was, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
I think that's what he said. But anyway, that's it. It's born. Oh, the one other thing I wanted to mention about the song, though, before we move on, is that before we mercifully move on. So a lot of people had criticized her for this deal with Target, you know, like an exclusive release of her single, or buy the album at Target, get a free download of the single, something like that, some sort of deal with Target. Turns out, you know, and Target, of course, has been the target of a LGBT boycott over the last few months. So people are questioning, well, if that's our anthem, if that's the gay anthem, why is she partnering with an anti-gay company to release it? Turns out, actually, she now says her deal requires Target to start working with LGBT charity groups and make amends for past mistakes. And that's from Billboard magazine this week, which she's on the cover of. Anyway, so it turns out, yeah, that... we thought Gaga had betrayed us, but in fact, she's actually working to save us all from Target.
Yes.
Or something.
Next, you'll hopefully partner up with Chick-fil-A.
Right.
Because I really miss those chicken sandwiches.
Send her a tweet. Be like, Lady Gaga, please help with Chick-fil-A. But seriously, is anybody really boycotting Target anymore? I don't know. I went back. I broke I broke down. I relapsed. fell off the wagon. Or whatever you want to call it.
I never jumped off.
You never jumped off? You never stopped going to Target?
No.
Well, the guy lost. The guy who they supported in Minnesota, the anti-gay candidate who they gave the money to, lost his race. So I figure, you know... But now that he lost, it's okay, right?
Sure. I mean...
However you want to rationalize it.
There you go. That's all it's about.
That's what it boils down to.
I think it's great, though, that Gaga or the people behind her are at least thinking about these things and that she, you know, addressed this issue. You know, it definitely shows that... I think it shows that she has, you know, the wherewithal to understand that, okay, well, you know, if I did this, you know, who could be affected by it? And she was there to recognize that clearly Target had made some mistakes, which, you know, I think I was talking to you earlier about, you know, it's funny that she's doing this, yet, like, Ricky Martin, clearly, you know, the new gay icon in pop music, also has, like, his album with a special... you know, Target edition, yet as far as I know, there weren't any kind of changes to be made or any deals to be struck that would affect past mistakes.
Well, can we all just agree that Target is, like, fucking amazing? Like, I just love that place.
I mean, it's like the Mecca for one-stop shopping.
Yeah. It's great. I mean, there's something about being in there. It's like, you know, this zen feeling.
I mean, I can get eggs and a shirt and a greeting card.
And yet you still know where everything is. It's not too big. You know, it's like you're not lost wandering around the aisles. It's like, I don't know.
You can scan your own prices.
Yeah, you can check the prices, and, like, they have a lot of clearance stuff, and, I mean, wow.
Pretty life-changing.
Those couple of months when I stopped going, and that's not, you know, that's not really something I want to even talk about. Anyway, so that's Born This Way. We were born to shop at Target. I think, basically, is what she's trying to say.
Yes.
What else do we got here this week? Last night. How was last night? You went to the show down there at the Southside. The Dallas Voice sponsored that show, right?
Yes, yes. The Dallas Voice was the media sponsor for, excuse me, for Robin. It's with a Y, R-O-B-Y-N. And, she performed at the Southside Music Hall last night, and the place holds about 1,500 people, and it was, if not sold out, it was nearly sold out, according to the guys at the venue. And I have to say that it was just pretty amazing show. She's pop music, but I think I was writing in the review that, she doesn't use a lot of just kind of gimmicks to show off her songs. She just really kind of sings, and her, like, onstage presence is like a cardio workout for days. And I think I tweeted that if she just recorded her concert and sold it as an exercise DVD, I would be, like, so super skinny. I would be, like, twink skinny.
That good, huh?
Exactly. But the show was amazing. She had two opening acts, Natalia Kills, and she's kind of this techno dance singer. And that wasn't bad. I mean, she didn't sound bad. the sound guys over at Southside really know, at least I think they know what they knew what they were doing with her. The second act, Diamond Rings, who's basically this one guy, he performs with his keyboard and then he'll throw on his guitar and stuff. He had some sound issues, but he just kind of kept going. And, the crowd's just, some concerts, the openers just don't really grab a lot of attention. But both of them had all the gays dancing, and then when Robin came on, she just kind of exploded on, and that place was a madhouse. And several straight guys were tweeting how gay guys were accidentally dancing up on their asses and, making them slightly uncomfortable. But it was pretty funny.
That's pretty hot. So the straight guys were having a hard time, though, with the gay action.
I wouldn't say they were having a hard time. I mean, it was all kind of in fun. And I think, I don't know if I've seen, I take that back. I definitely saw it at the Gaga concert. And I really hate kind of tying everything back to Lady Gaga. But, here it's a standing room only kind of a venue. And just this huddled mass of everyone, really just soaking in the music and dancing and having a good time. And, I hate to kind of like over sentimentalize everything, but it was just kind of nice to see, like how music kind of really erases lines and boundaries and just lets you kind of enjoy.
Wow. That's pretty. That's pretty poignant.
I mean, it was really. She just really let it all out there. I mean, she's like a boxer out there, and she's just like erratic and moving on her feet and like punching the air and stuff. And it's pretty insane.
Well, now I wish I had gone, but I'm glad that the Dallas Voice was involved in sponsoring that, because that's a good PR for us, I guess.
I completely underestimated her gay audience. I mean, I knew that there was definitely interest in her, but she's also not Britney. She's also not, the bigger stars. It was definitely the gayest event last night in town.
Well, and your review is already up, and you're in the process of uploading some video from the show.
Yeah, I got some video, but I just wanted to get a clip up quick. So I think it's processing right now on YouTube, but I'll put that on the blog here soon.
So, if you weren't at the show, or even if you were and you just want to get all sentimental, you should check out the blog for Rich's video and his, you know, very complimentary review of Robin.
And it's funny because after I had posted it, I thought, oh, well, people think just because, am I giving it a good review just because we presented it kind of thing? But
that's kind of what I was thinking just as I was listening to you. But
thanks.
Is this a conflict of interest?
But, I mean, it really was, you know, there were some other media folk there and I, you know, I saw their tweets and they had good things to say. And so, you know, I completely stand by what I had to say on there.
Genuinely moved.
Genuinely moved and danced. You know, and then I wanted to add, you know, we were able, you know, as a presenter, we were able to provide a meet and greet. And so we had 8 lucky winners. And myself, Robin was nice to come out before the show and meet some of her fans. And it was kind of cool. I mean, they were really, these were like diehard fans. And so it was kind of sweet that she did that for the show and for us.
What was she like?
You know, it's so funny. She's, God, this is going to sound so bad, but she's so pretty. She's so much prettier in person. And not that she's ugly in pictures or anything, but, I mean, in person, she's just, like, stunning. But she's real tiny. I mean, teeny tiny. She had these thick-heeled, thick-soled shoes on, and they were at least, like, 3 or 4 inches high, and she was still shorter than me. But she's just beautiful and she was just very gracious and cool. And I think people really got a kick out of it.
Well, like I said, I really wish I had gone now.
You missed out.
Yeah. But I'll be looking forward to your video.
Yeah. I hope it works out. And thanks to Greg, one of our colleagues here, for shooting the video. Thankfully he's tall.
Greg Hoover?
Yes.
Shot the video. Wow. I didn't know he was, that versatile.
More than you know.
Yes.
Have you changed your Facebook status yet, John Wright?
My Facebook status?
Or your, you know, your profile.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we were going to talk about the Facebook relationships. I guess Facebook added some options for your relationship status. And, you can now say that, what can you say? What can you, what are the new options?
Well, the big deal, is that, you know, clearly there's opening, relationship options. And so now you can be in a civil union, or you can be in a domestic partnership.
Uh-huh.
And then you had asked me about, is open relationship a new one? But I think it is.
Yeah, I hadn't seen that on there before. And when I was looking at the options, the new civil union domestic partnership options, I noticed that there is an option for open relationship.
Yeah.
How do we edit our, I'm going to put Dallas Voice. I'm on the Dallas Voice page now.
I think.
Where's the relationship status? It's got to be in here somewhere.
Yeah, and it's so funny. It kind of makes it so hard to find, actually, but it's in there somewhere. Philosophy?
Dallas Voice, interested in women or men?
Both, I guess.
Women and men?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
While you're doing that, can you talk about the fan page and then the profile page?
Oh, yeah. We ran out of friends. I don't know what it's kind of strange, but Facebook has this limit on friends. And when we first got our Facebook page, we were, where? I don't see it.
Go just.
Anyhow, so we just were like an individual person. But for a person, Facebook has a maximum number of friends and it's 5,000. So we've reached that 5,000 threshold, which is a good thing. But the bad part is that we can't add any new friends, so we're trying to get people to like our fan page, which is a business page, and the friends are or the likers, I guess, are unlimited on that page. So anyhow, but as we speak, we are updating Dallas Voices relationship status. And it looks like our options here are in a civil union, in a domestic partnership, in an open relationship. And then there's the old ones. It's complicated. I like that one.
It could be complicated.
Married, engaged, in a relationship.
What would the Dallas Voice be? You think we have an open relationship with Dallas?
With the world.
And the world?
No, probably get in trouble if we put that.
Uh-oh.
You know, with our partner, whoever it is. But yeah, I think the in the open relationship thing is new, but we're single pretty much right now. And
the paper.
Yeah, the paper is single. And there's also widowed, separated, divorced. I heard someone criticizing so we're going back to the new Facebook offerings in a civil union, in a domestic partnership. This is like Facebook's attempt to be more inclusive of the gay community, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard some people actually criticizing that because it highlights our second class status. In other words, right. You know, it's saying you don't have a civil union or you're not married. You just have a civil union. It's like, okay, so what if I mean, they're not going to enforce the accuracy of it, but I mean, it just sort of serves to highlight the inequity.
I don't know. Yeah, I think there are some people who actually kind of appreciate, you know, non-traditionally straight terms, and so they don't mind civil union or domestic partnership. But I've seen profiles that do have, you know, married, you know, John married to, you know, Jim kind of thing.
So it's like a pride thing. Like you put civil union or domestic partnership, people are going to know you're gay.
Yeah.
But straight people can be in those, can get civil unions and domestic partnerships too in most states.
Right. No, totally, totally. I just, I don't, I mean, what's to criticize if people want, however, you know, if people want to define their relationship, they should at least have more options.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. Why can't you just type in your own? Well, and also why there's a lot of people, you know, not to be critical, but there's a lot of people who are in more than one of these types of relationships. Like some people go to California and get a domestic partnership, or I guess California has domestic partnerships, right? And then go to Vermont and get married, and then go to, Hawaii now and get a civil union. So they could be married in a civil union and in a domestic partnership. All three. They could also be divorced from a previous relationship and in an open relationship. The open relationship could be complicated.
If they go through all that trouble, you know, that's something entirely else. But,
yeah.
I think it's just nicer to have more options. You know, I would like to see, like, living together or living with.
Shacking up. Sharing the sheets. So what we never decided what we're going to put Dallas Voice as.
Well, you said single.
Yeah. Should we be single though? Shouldn't we be in a civil union? For the hell of it.
What do the listeners think? Should they tweet us? Should they, once they like us, should they tell us what our status should be?
We could have a vote on what our status should be. But then you enter your partner's information. Do you have to do that?
No.
You don't? Okay. And what is your status? What is your... I'm going to save this. And then everybody will get a notification that we're now in a civil union. They'll be like, what the fuck? That's what happens. You know, you legalize gay marriage. Next thing you know, people are having sex with newspapers.
Stranger things have happened.
Anyway, so we're now in a civil union. I love that. And then someone has already liked our relationship status. If only they had civil unions in Texas, we would be in a civil union. What is your status?
My personal status?
In a relationship?
Yes.
That's mine, too.
I think it's easy.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's true, but, you know, it's also...
Well, hell, I'm in all sorts of relationships. I have a relationship with my boss and my, you know, my family, my mom, my dad. Yeah. But I am actually in a relationship too.
Yes.
It's kind of vague.
Well, I mean, people know you work and people know you have a family, so you don't need to define that.
Oh. Okay. Well, but I do have a boyfriend too. So
you're in a relationship.
But we don't have any kind of union, you know, we don't have any kind of document from the government that, you know, clarifies or whatever
what we have. Never will in Texas.
Maybe not. Maybe not. I hope so. I mean, yeah. Someday. But for now, I'm in a relationship. Are those legal in Texas? I guess they are.
Relationships?
Yeah. Okay.
I think so.
So that's the new Facebook. Check it out. Check us out on Facebook and like our fan page.
And tweet us.
We can no longer accept you as friends. All these people are sending us friend requests and we can't approve them. So they probably hate us now because they're like, why haven't those bastards approved my friend request?
I think you have to email everyone back.
Oh, we're not going to do that. We don't have time. And you can't send a bulk message to more than...
Can you send them at...
Look at all these folks who want to become our friends. But we're helpless to approve them because of Facebook's stupid rules.
It's limiting. 5,000.
But you can like us on our fan page, folks. Yes, you can.
Where is the website stuff going to? The fan page?
Yeah, the content... from our site gets sent to the, it gets automatically fed to our fan page. So that way you not only keep up with us, but you, keep up with everything that's in our paper and, or on our website, I should say. And people are commenting on our new relationship status now. Someone said, that's awesome. Someone said, LOL. I like that. So, cool. Great. Congratulations, Dallas Boys. What else? Anything else?
No, I think we should go out with some Born This Way.
You want to go out with some Born This Way?
I think so.
Okay. Hang on. Let me get it back up here. Again, this has been the Dallas Voice podcast, and it's called Pink Noise. And we are brought to you by PartyAtTheBlock.com. Park once and choose from 5 fun places on 1 city block. PartyAtTheBlock.com contains events, information, and updates from the mining company Sue Ellen's JR Station 4 in the Rose Room. Variety and value in 5 great venues. Visit PartyAtTheBlock.com. And we're going to leave you now with some Born This Way, but hopefully not too much to where we get sued. Here you go. Have Later. A great day. Bye.